I grew up in a family, the oldest of seven kids, and we played a lot of sports throughout junior high and high school. And we learned at a very young age that if you had a little bit of talent and you worked hard, you could win championships. And some of us had a little bit of talent and some of us worked hard, and soon those medals started coming in. And my mom would take those medals and she would put them up on a wall in a hallway in our house. And soon that hallway was plastered with these medals that all of us seven kids had won. And that hallway became known as the Hall of Fame. But did you know nowadays, kids win medals for just showing up? I think it's crazy. They get a medal for just being on the team. They get a medal for sitting on the bench. They get a medal for placing last place in a tournament. It's just because they drove to a tournament. I think it's crazy because it cheats kids of the opportunity to seek excellence. You can't win championships without striving to be excellent. And sometimes now we've taken that mentality into the church. And we think that everyone deserves that medal. Everyone is going to get that crown of salvation. But these aren't the words of Jesus. I think about many places in Scripture where Jesus distinguishes between those who get the crown of salvation and those who do not. He talks about the goats and the sheep. The goats are on the left side, the sheep are on the right. You don't want to be in the line of goats because it doesn't turn out very well for them. What's the difference between the sheep and the goats? The sheep had a shepherd. The goats, they lived their life on their own term. And Jesus is very clear about this. In other places in Scripture, we call the wide and the narrow road. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Jesus is pretty clear in Scripture that not everyone gets the prize of eternal life. And we've fallen into this mentality within much of the church that where all roads lead to heaven. And we want our salvation like we want our fast food. Quick, cheap, and easy. But Jesus is clear. Such salvation does not exist. Do you remember what he says about picking up a cross? He says, if you want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross daily, and follow me. You see, salvation is not found on a couch. It's found on the cross. And this is how the saints lived their lives. Their example shows us that to grow in sanctity requires sacrifice. And this sacrifice leads to the crown of salvation. The saints sacrificed. They sacrificed their time. They sacrificed energy. They sacrificed their lives, all for the sake of Jesus. So here, I'm going to poke your heart a little bit. What are you sacrificing for? And is it worth it in the end? Is it helping you or hurting you when it comes to your salvation? In life, we're willing to sacrifice for all sorts of things, aren't we? Education, career advancement, losing weight, financial gain. So often we're willing to sacrifice a whole lot for something that's worth nothing in the end. In the end, it's God or it's nothing. So how do we pick up our cross daily? How do we seek Jesus and become his disciple? Three decisions. Number one, prayer. St. Jerome says, those who pray are certainly saved. Those who do not pray are certainly damned. You know, we got to pray if we want to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Think about this. If we're not willing to spend 15 minutes a day with Jesus now, why in the world would we want to spend all eternity with him later? It just doesn't make sense. Why would we want to spend all eternity with him later if we don't even want to spend time with him now? So we got to pray. Because in the end, we get what we want. If we want Jesus, we will get Jesus. But how do we know if we want Jesus? Well, it's how we spend our time. If we want Jesus, then it will show up in how we spend our time. If we want Jesus, then it shows up in our prayer. Not praying is kind of a clear indication that we don't want Jesus. Number two, participation in the sacramental life. We want to grow in a relationship with Jesus. We have to take advantage of those avenues by which he pours into us his life and his healing. Catholicism is all about one big yes. It's about one big yes to Jesus. And participation in the sacramental life is a yes to Jesus, a yes to his love, a yes to his healing, a yes to his mercy, a yes to our relationship with him. When is the last time you went to confession? I mean, if we want to grow in a relationship with Jesus, we got to go to him in the confessional and say, I'm sorry. And some are going to say, but Kim, we only have to go once a year. It's true. That's the minimum, right? Yeah. But if you love somebody, do you always seek to do the minimum? No. And so is it difficult to get to the sacrament of confession? It might be, yeah. But that's something worth fighting for. If your parish isn't offering the sacrament of confession, I would say then find another parish. We should be going. Especially if we're going to restaurants, especially if we're going to McDonald's and chowing down on a Big Mac, especially if we're going to movie theaters. I mean, if we can go and publicly do these activities, surely we can participate in the sacramental life. We sacrifice for what we love. So you're willing to sacrifice a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, trying to find a priest that's willing to hear your confession? That's something worth sacrificing for. Number three, that third thing that we can do to follow Jesus, to deny ourselves, pick up that cross daily and follow him, faithfulness. Just to be faithful to the duty of our current state of life. That's it. Just look at your life and ask yourself, what do you got to do? And then you just do it. And faithfulness to that duty is faithfulness to Jesus. I mean, we can't claim to be a disciple of Jesus while rejecting our current state of life. Our current state of life has been ordained by God for our holiness. And so we struggle with our current state of life. We struggle with being faithful. And all we have to do is just try our best with all of this stuff. We just try our best. God will do the rest. Because doing these things of prayer, of sacraments, of faithfulness, this is not about earning salvation. It's about disposing our heart to receiving the gift of salvation and growing in intimacy with Jesus. But we have to try our best, and then God will do the rest. So, what are you sacrificing for? And in the end, is it helping you or hurting you in your relationship with Jesus? My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.